news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Another cool start, 50 at our studios here at Airport and 65. It is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. It's a chilly start. Might have to use that heater this morning on the way into work, but so far, accident-free conditions continue. Fairhope to Affine 98, a good ride up towards the interstate. Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway also looking good downtown. George Wallace Bankhead tunnels, no delays. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Perfect for lunch today. In Mobile, call 345-9544. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool with lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
With a worldwide pandemic and stock markets plummeting, now is the time to listen to a voice of reason. No fear-mongering or speculation, just straightforward talk about how to retire during unprecedented times. Get it right here every Sunday afternoon at 1 on What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Or call Andrew today at 800-848-8768. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
It's Kane. It's 50. Kane, it's not 30. It's 50. We'll leave it there. Get more on the temps and the forecast from our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. He joins us around 6:35. We'll talk more with him at that point. Good morning. It's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, of course, Dr. Bill and Kane. Also coming up this morning, our buddy Jeff Poore joins us in the 8 o'clock hour, and always waiting to hear from you on the text line and the phone line at 343-0106. 343-0106. Looking for a peak week or maybe a peak weekend here in Alabama. We added 150 new cases in the state yesterday?
Yeah, 150 new cases yesterday, and that's lower than Monday, which is lower than Sunday. So that's always something that you want to see as we look at the daily number of new cases. But we also added 11 new deaths to the numbers yesterday, which is one more than we had on Monday.
So the number of cases dropping, but the fatality had increased on this.
That's right. For the entire state, we're now at 3,953 confirmed cases, and 73 have been confirmed to have died from COVID-19. The number of tests that have been taken continues to rise rapidly. We're now at 33,050 total tests that have been confirmed from the Alabama Department of Public Health. Now, that's positive and negative results in those tests. And there have been 493 hospitalizations since March the 13th. Now, looking at our local counties, there are 509 cases now confirmed in Mobile County with 12 deaths. The 509 confirmed cases, second most in the state, with Jefferson County leading the way there. But the 12th most deaths is the most in the state of Alabama. 87 cases in Baldwin County, 12 cases in Washington County with one death confirmed, 21 cases in Clark County, 7 in Monroe, 10 in Escambia, 12 in Choctaw, 5 in Conecuh, and 31 cases now in Wilcox County.
Yesterday, a presser from Governor Ivey along with State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris, and he mentioned the peak demand could be this weekend.
Based on the models that you've all seen, when can we expect to see the peak or the flattening?
Dr. Harris, you may want to speak to that, but I think it's sometime between April 20 and 22.
Yes, ma'am, that's exactly right. We think the sort of peak demand for hospital beds would be around the 20th. For ICU beds would be around the 20th. The peak demand for actual total beds, hospital beds, may be a day or so earlier than that, but certainly within the next 6, 7, 8 days, something like that.
All right, so that's what we're looking at for peak demand for beds, maybe Saturday, Sunday, ICU on Monday for the state. They're just watching the trends out there. Of course, that plays into the discussion of when to reopen things. Governor Ivey was talking about that yesterday. She said they would reassess coming up April 28th. she and Scott Harris would look at this and make a decision going forward from there.
Yeah, because it seems like the like May is the month that is being targeted by not only the federal government, but a lot of governors now, too, hoping to at least get a rolling restart to the economy with some businesses opening before others.
President Trump from yesterday talking about just that.
Be announcing a date, but it'll be very short. And frankly, it'll be at a time that will be earlier than the deadline that we imposed, the end of April. So we think that some of the governors will be in really good shape to open up even sooner than that. We'll speak to them, but we're all set.
All right. So the president's saying that different states are going to open at different times because of their situation. Governor Ivey's saying the same thing inside the state of Alabama. Certain counties, certain areas of the state might be better to open up earlier, some later, just depending on the cases there. So it's coming from the federal level to the state level saying, hey, there's going to be some autonomy here on deciding when to open up. A president kind of stepping back from his authority to do it. So letting the governors do that. And then the governors, at least in the case of our governor, Governor Ivey, saying then some areas of the state may open when others are going to remain closed.
Right. And across the United States, we're now up to 614,000 total cases and 26,000 deaths. And that's a pretty huge leap in the number of deaths. And part of the reason for that is that New York City raised its death toll yesterday alone by 3,778 people. And you're wondering, wow, that's a huge jump. Did they get confirmed tests? They actually count people now. This 3,778 people, they counted people who were presumed to have died from complications of coronavirus.
No testing.
And had not tested positive for the virus. So that's been added to the New York City rolls.
Wait a second, just anybody who dies?
I don't know if it's anybody who dies.
That person got run over by a bus. They probably had coronavirus.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how they determined that, but there was a lot of talk online yesterday of data integrity. And as we're trying to learn as much as we can about this virus, to put people, even if they might have died from coronavirus, to put people on the rolls as, and they're more than stats, obviously, but as we're trying to figure out information about this virus and get true statistical information to add these people that hadn't tested positive for the virus, I'm wondering what that does for those that are trying to learn, you know, the true fatality rate or things of that nature. So that'll be talked about a lot over the coming days.
Now, you mean that you would actually have real information? I think that's important. As we talked about, so many of the stats that get rolled out now, it's not that people, I think, are purposely giving false information, but they're putting stats out that aren't fully backed up.
Right.
So there's spurious correlations, possibly. This person's died, and it is a coronavirus pandemic. But that doesn't always mean that that's a death.
Right.
Could be. We need to know that. I mean, that's real information. All right, 613 FM Talk 106.5 coming up in sports.
Well, a couple leagues are actually looking to get started here in the next couple of months.
All
they're
right.
Rolling out dates that they might get events rolling again. And also Major League Baseball participating in a massive study for coronavirus antibodies. I'll tell you more when we come back.
Also, y'all, the Leadfoots are out. I guess they're essential workers as the roads are clearing out. Speeding is going up. I saw some of that this morning on my way in from Western Mobile County.
Who'd you race?
I'm not going to say how fast. I was traveling a certain speed, and I was blown off the road. The essential workers, they got the lead foot, and it's not just here. It's around the country, some of those stories on the way. Plus, some good news stories in the time of coronavirus and municipal testing here in Mobile going up, a number of test kits, a significant number of test kits being donated to the city of Mobile. We'll tell you from whom, and that's coming up in just a second. We'll check news with Channel 5 next. Hey, hanging out with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And Sid, as you know, I've got two houses, unfortunately, right now. I got the one that y'all have been taking care of for so many years with its weed-free lawn. Looks fantastic. I got the house we bought that we've moved into that I didn't have you taking care of all those years. Man, I got weeds. Like, I'm not used to this. I'd forgotten what it was like to have weeds everywhere.
Yeah, so
what do I do?
Well, you know, we can still come clean it up. Let me just put you right at ease there. So we would come out, we would clean up the weeds you
you have. But the real key is going to be putting out a pre-emergent at that time as well, because there's a whole new batch of weeds coming. So if you're seeing weeds now, that's okay. We can clean those up. But it's really the weeds coming in summer that we're more concerned about. So just give us a call. We'll come out.
Okay, so you can deal with the weeds that are existing right now in that yard, and then you can get me back on this program so I don't see them in the future.
That is correct.
All right, how do we get in touch?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting 150 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, with more than 3,900 confirmed cases statewide. More than 500 people have tested positive in Mobile County. There are 87 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 21 cases, while Washington County has 12. Researchers at the University of Washington predict the virus will peak in Alabama on Sunday. An additional 6,000 testing kits are coming to Mobile. Mayor Sandy Stimson made the announcement on Twitter around 9:30 last night. The city also received 1,000 N95 masks. So far, the city has tested more than 900 first responders and will deliver test kits to hospitals this week. First responders are helping wave bus drivers after finding a stash of unused N95 masks. Mobile Fire Chief Mark Seeley says he found more than 200 masks that had not been used because of defective straps. Seeley and his family then decided to replace the rotted straps with rubber bands and give them to the drivers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
During this coronavirus outbreak, USA Health is providing virtual visits for new and established patients with basic medical needs, like initial consultations, post-op follow-ups, and needs that don't require an in-person visit. Virtual visits are conducted by audio-visual technologies that allow a patient and a healthcare provider to interact without contact. You must have an email address and a computer or phone with a camera to take part. Schedule a virtual visit at 251-434-3711.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As we try to learn more about the COVID-19 virus and sports leagues do their best to return to the field, Major League Baseball may be able to accomplish both with one huge study. Employees of MLB teams are participating in a study that will test up to 10,000 people for coronavirus antibodies. The data should offer researchers a better sense of how widespread the disease is in cities across the United States and could help baseball return to the field. Studies being run by Stanford University, USC, and the Sports Medicine Research and Testing Laboratory. Test kits draw blood via pinprick and offer results within 10 minutes. It'll detect the prevalence of IgM, which is an antibody produced relatively early in those who have been infected with COVID-19, and also IgG, which is a second form of antibodies that doctors said lasts long after the infection happens. According to ESPN, 27 of 30 teams expect to participate, while Stanford and USC are also running antibody testing programs in two California counties to gather more data. Hank Steinbrenner, the co-owner of the New York Yankees and oldest son of the late George Steinbrenner, passed away on Tuesday at the age of 63. The Yankees released a statement yesterday afternoon saying that Steinbrenner passed away at his home in Clearwater, Florida, from a long-standing health issue. Steinbrenner took over stewardship of the franchise alongside his brother Hal following their father's passing in 2010. In recent years, Hank had stepped into more of a background role with the Yankees, allowing his brother to become the public face of the franchise. After more than a month without live sports, some organizations, like the PGA Tour, are starting to make plans to get back into action. According to a report from Golf Digest, PGA Tour officials are expected to announce this week their intention to resume the tour season on June the 11th at the Charles Schwab Challenge. It's expected that fans will not be allowed to attend that first tournament at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas. Tour officials reportedly discussed plans with the Players Advisory Council during a conference call yesterday. The tour is hopeful to return for that tournament in June while following health and safety guidelines set by government and health officials. Meanwhile, the UFC is reportedly eyeing a return as early as May the 9th, with an event at a location to be determined. UFC President Dana White was hoping to hold UFC 249 this weekend on tribal land in California, but he was forced to postpone that event along with other upcoming fights. Upon announcing the cancellation and postponements, White promised that the UFC would be the first sporting organization to return to normalcy. In the state of Florida, a potential location for the UFC to hold that May 9th card. In a press release issued on Monday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis revealed that some sporting events, including the WWE, will be deemed essential businesses.
Okay. I've got something to ask. I got at the end. I was reading
that apparently Vince McMahon, president of the WWE, is a big DeSantis and Trump supporter. So yeah. I don't know if that played a role in those being announced essential businesses, but there you go.
I'm sorry. I mean, there's nothing political here. But please make the case that WWE is an essential business. I'm sorry, you'd be the biggest wrestling fan. You'd be the biggest fan of the president.
Hey, the people need entertainment, okay?
You're telling bomb and pop businesses that pay for a family to survive and live that they got to shut down. They can't be part of the business in their economy, their local economy. But wrestling, not wrestling, y'all, wrestling is an essential service.
Got to take that up with DeSantis.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even.
And so as we look at those sporting events maybe being held, the most famous cycling race in the world has now been postponed. After weeks of hoping the Tour de France, see how I said that? Tour de France would be able to go ahead as planned. Organizers now say the three-week-long race will be postponed from June 27th until late August. 622 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's Essential Sports. On Mobile Mornings.
WWE essential business.
It's an essential business.
On the mixed martial arts stuff.
Yes.
Right. So the Fight Island and all this stuff.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, did the tribe decide to shut it down?
No. Disney and ABC decided to shut it down.
So they're just not going to televise it. But I mean, they can't because
you can't tell tribal lands what to do.
That's right.
Dana White was hoping to hold this at a casino in California.
Right.
But I believe that the governor of California and some other politicians got into Disney and ABC's ear about this. They own the UFC, and they basically told Dana White to push it off until the future.
Remember, Disney ABC owns everything that Google doesn't.
Yeah.
So Alphabet owns like 70... Well, Bezos, Google, and Disney ABC own everything.
Well, I don't think anybody owns the WWE. Except Vince McMahon.
Yeah, well.
And IMG.
That's right. But one of the things on this fight, this mixed martial arts stuff, they should open that. If you're not scared to get in a ring with people that will punch, kick, and choke you out, you should probably roll the dice on coronavirus. Does that strike anybody as, and I mean to say strike anybody as weird?
Good one. That's exactly what a lot of the fighters were saying. They said, I put my life on line. Every time I get in here, I need money for my family. Yeah, I'm not scared of getting in there and fighting.
I mean, there's a difference between, you know, Joe and Jane Citizen trying to stay clear of COVID, but when your job is to take massive kicks to the head and punches, I think if I'm in there, COVID is my last worry.
When you're one of the baddest men or women on the planet, other than our military, when you're one of the baddest men or women on the planet, I don't think you're very scared of coronavirus.
Just a thought. All right. Essential business, WWE.
That's right.
All right. Be right back.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool with lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ruth Lichtenfeld, personal injury attorney with Taylor Martino, and also a nurse, and that makes a difference when you pick up the phone.
It really does. As a lawyer and a nurse, I'm a communicator. I love to talk to people. I love to listen to people. I like to hear what's going on with them, how they've been injured, what happened, the facts of the case. Our goal at Taylor Martino is to look at the whole person and how they've been affected by the negligence of others.
And I know you are a passionate advocate for your clients.
Yes, we really are. Everyone at Taylor Martino is. We want people to call us as soon as they've been in an accident. You don't have to know for sure if you have a case. Call us. We'll get you into the office. One of us will sit down with you personally, get all the facts. And it's really important to get the facts soon because you don't want any of the quote evidence to go away.
You want Ruth on your side and the other attorneys at Taylor Martino with her. Call Ruth now at 433-3131 or more information online at taylormartino.com.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department are clear. State troopers say at Gulf Boulevard and 90 in Irvington, they've got an abandoned vehicle, but that's about it. Pretty quiet ride so far as traveling from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard. Good ride across the Bayway and Causeway as well. For the Eastern Shore, we're accident-free. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. Still open for business and ready to serve you. It's here at the Big Tire Event where you buy three tires and get the fourth tire for just a dollar through April 30th. Shop online at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Just one more thing here. 626 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. So Dalton and I are talking during the news break here too. Because I'm a couple of things. Number one, WWE being essential business and the fact that you would worry about COVID-19 surrounding mixed martial arts. I mean, if y'all ever watched, I'm not speaking to Dalton because it's his thing, but the UFC stuff, this isn't even boxing, y'all. This is street fighting.
Mm-hmm.
This is hardcore. If you could have a choice between going into the ring with those fighters in the UFC or catching coronavirus, which one would you choose? Just honestly, y'all, I'm going to take coronavirus. We talk about asymptomatic people with COVID-19. We talk to people who have light cases of coronavirus to get over it quickly, right? There's a whole spectrum of how coronavirus affects people. Y'all, you get one of these UFC people to do a roundhouse kick to your head and a punch and a choke out. There's no asymptomatic. They're like, yeah. It's, in some cases, when somebody roundhouse kicks you in the head, it does nothing to you. You're just a carrier for it.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, I would not want to get in the ring with them. I guess one thing to think about would be the same reason we didn't want all the kids on the beaches. Not necessarily because we were worried about them being sick, but what would happen if they caught it and took it back home?
Yeah, well, I mean, their homes are in caves if you see these people fighting UFC. So, oh, by the way, too, we got a call from Sims a second ago. What's up, Sims? Checks are actually money being direct deposited in on their payments from the federal government. That's good. We've heard good news since the weekend. Talk more about that when we come back.
Professional Collision, 7 locations are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting 150 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, with more than 3,900 confirmed cases statewide. More than 500 people have tested positive in Mobile County. There are 87 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 21 cases, while Washington County has 12. Researchers at the University of Washington predict the virus will peak in Alabama on Sunday. An additional 6,000 testing kits are coming to Mobile. Mayor Sandy Stimson made the announcement on Twitter around 9:30 last night. The city also received 1,000 N95 masks. So far, the city has tested more than 900 first responders and will deliver test kits to hospitals this week. First responders are helping wave bus drivers after finding a stash of unused N95 masks. Mobile Fire Chief Mark Seely says he found more than 200 masks that had not been used because of defective straps. Seely and his family then decided to replace the rotted straps with rubber bands and give them to the drivers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When you're injured, the insurance company often tries to pay you less than you deserve. They call it business. We call it bullying. I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Every day, we get our clients more than what the insurance companies initially offered and more than they were hoping to pay. Sometimes even 100 times more. How do we do it? It's simple. It starts with believing, and it ends with betting. Believing in you and betting on ourselves. We use our size, our financial resources, and our reputation to take on the biggest bullies and get you the biggest results. We have recovered billions of dollars for our clients. You know what the insurance companies are hoping for? That you hire the wrong law firm that won't make those bets. That's why when you need a lawyer, the choice you make makes all the difference. Results matter. Reputation matters. Choices matter. So after an injury, who will you choose? There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
The Department of Labor can help workers and employers with unemployment claims related to COVID-19. File claims and get more information at labor.alabama.gov. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station, with funding provided by the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment and Training Administration, and the Federal Workforce Opportunity Innovation Act. An equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Special report, coronavirus update. I'm Christopher Cruz. Governors around the U.S. have begun formulating plans to reopen their economies while keeping the coronavirus from rebounding. Their citizens may soon see an improvement in their financial status. Business correspondent Allison Cusick says the economic stimulus money is on the way.
Those first payments, direct deposit, went out over the weekend, and they're continuing to go out this week. Anybody who hasn't received their money can actually go to an online tool at irs.gov at the end of the week, and they'll be able to track where their money is. Now, this is all part of the $2 trillion stimulus package.
President Trump's name will be printed on the checks. He reportedly wanted to have his signature, not just his printed name, on those checks. More bad economic news. The International Energy Agency said today it's projecting worldwide demand for oil this month will fall to levels not seen in 25 years. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Airbnb has secured a $1 billion loan from institutional investors, the second funding round for the home sharing marketplace since the pandemic devastated the global travel industry. The San Francisco-based company did not disclose the terms of the loan or the names of the investors. Airbnb had planned to start trading publicly this year. Instead, it faces escalating losses as travel ground to a halt. The luxury goods sector is now seen shrinking by a quarter in 2020. Jefferies says it will take 6 years to recover 2019 numbers again, but not for all. Some brands are set back 2 years, others many more. The bank says the recovery should be China-led, beginning at the end of the second quarter, and with sales returning to double-digit growth in the second half of the year. Crude oil down 52 cents. Trading at $19.59 a barrel on Wall Street, futures are sharply lower after stocks closed sharply higher yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5. My family trusts only your CBD store of West Mobile to buy our CBD products. I eat a broad-spectrum SunMed gummy every night that helps me sleep and feel more relaxed in stressful situations. My dad takes a CBD tincture to reduce post-surgery inflammation on his knee, and I give my dog PetSafe CBD that's done wonders for his bad hip. If you're interested in finding out how CBD can help you and samples, talk to store owner Joe Brown in person at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest. West Road.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 6:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another cool start. I think we're at 50 here at the studio.
Yeah, and we're going to have another cool night tonight, most likely getting down into the upper 40s. And then it looks like we'll warm up over the weekend. But really nice day today. Should be mostly sunny, around 70, 71 degrees. That's below normal. Normal high this time of year is 77. So a nice cool day for the Gulf Coast. Tonight, as I mentioned, we'll get down into the upper 40s. Could be as low as 47 degrees here in the city. And then for tomorrow, another beautiful day. A little bit warmer, but very comfortable. 75 for tomorrow with sunny skies. Now, for the rest of the week and the weekend, for Friday, the clouds begin to move in. Mostly cloudy. We could see a few showers developing in the afternoon. And the high will still be in the 70s, about 78 degrees. And then for the weekend, we've got some rain in the forecast. For Saturday, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers. We're going to warm into the low 80s. That means we will have some sunshine to get us up into the 80s. And then Sunday, a cold front will be approaching. That front will get in Sunday night. So we've got a good chance for showers on Sunday with a high in the low 80s. Showers also through the evening hours of Sunday. And then on Monday, clearing skies. It'll be mostly sunny. But we'll still be in the low 80s. However, the humidity will be on the low side. So our best chance now for some rain appears to be on Sunday. At the moment, we don't expect any severe weather with that, but we'll be watching that pretty closely the next couple of days. But we do need the rain. So far now, we're with a halfway point in April, and we've only had 0.48, less than a half an inch of rain. And you look back and see how dry it was in March. And so the dry weather continues here along the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, it could. And it's kind of strange, though, because people will say, well, we hear all these stories about rain. Well, upstate Alabama had a good bit of rain. We just haven't down here.
Yeah, no problem across the north. But here in South Alabama, particularly near the coast, we are way below normal. Now, for the year, so far, we've had 11 inches of rain, and that is 8 inches below normal for the year.
Well, it worrisome, too, to me, just something you and I have talked about over the decades doing this. Looking at May into June, it's not always true, but quite often there's a drought in our area in May and June.
Sure, and then usually in May and June, we do get a dry spell. And it's exceptionally dry because the temperatures are warming up. So as temperatures get higher, evaporation is greater, and therefore the dry spells are worse when you get into the summertime.
All right, Dr. Bill. Also, if they want to look at record highs and lows and dry periods and wet periods and all that kind of information, is in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Yeah, a lot of interesting information in there, and of course, a lot on hurricanes and the hurricane names for the year. You can get in on your computer to mobileweatheralmanac.com. Again, that's mobileweatheralmanac.com.
All right, Dr. Bill, appreciate the update. We'll talk soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, Dr. Bill. By the way, Thomas and Cindy and Bob, a bunch of people have checked in this morning that got their deposit into the account there for their one-time payment. So this is the money that went in through direct deposit. Mm-hmm. Now, the checks are a whole other story. If you don't have an account related with it, and by the way, you can go to irs.gov and, what is it, Get My Money or something like the name of their new app.
Yeah, and I was checking that the last couple of days. I haven't checked it yet this morning, but they do have like this one central page, and I believe if you just go to irs.gov, there's a tab there that says Economic Impact Payments. You click on that, and it has all the information there. And actually, it is live this morning. So under Filers, Get Your Payment. And
Get My Payment.
I'll give you an update once I try to go through it this morning. But you click the Get Your Payment, Get My Payment tab. and it says you can check your payment status, confirm your payment type, direct deposit or check, or enter your bank account information for direct deposit if they don't have that. So I am going to give that a shot this morning and let you know what happens.
All right. So for folks that don't have the direct deposit, they've changed bank account, whatever, never did that, that's going to be what you have to do to make sure your stuff's online. Mm-hmm. The checks are supposed to start being sent out next month, beginning of May. Although I did read one story, they said it could be see if I have this right, as many as 100 million checks would be issued. In other words, accounts that don't have an associated bank account for direct deposit. And they said they could do, IRS could print 20 million a week.
Mm-hmm.
They said it could be as late as early September before the last people get their checks.
That's a long time, but I think wasn't the news that they would start with the lowest income.
Absolutely.
And work their way up.
Yeah, they would, out of the check, this is what we're told in the story, out of the people that would receive physical checks on this, the people with the lowest income would have the first checks come out starting in May, mm-hmm. and the person who's right there at the edge of the of not getting a check would be the last to get it in September, which makes some sense.
Yeah, and as we talked about, the ham-fistedness that, you know, is actually necessary in some situations like this, although we'd love for the government to be able to look at each individual case, it's just not what they can do right now. So that's at least a little bit of nuance that they seem to be able to accomplish. Hopefully, we'll see once they start mailing these checks out.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. So the streets are emptier than normal, which is giving people a green light to speed out there. We'll talk more about that and actually talk about it right after we get traffic from Kane, which is next.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry, 251-747-1802, or online, makoforestry.com, and on Facebook.
Hello, this is Alicia, Service Coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forkliftHunter.com.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Accident free conditions continue. Some pretty gusty winds across the Bayway and the Causeway, so hang on to the wheel coming in from the Eastern Shore. But the George Wallace to Bankhead tunnels are clear. No delays as you're traveling from Mobile, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. If you suffer from extra anxiety or depression, they can help. They also have curbside service. Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. And let me give you a heads up here about my buddy Trey and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Local business, been doing it 12 years now. Big company, national company, of course you know the name, but the local franchisee for 12 years working in Mobile and Baldwin County, getting rid of junk. It's, I mean, now the junk can be varied, but the job is the same every time he gets rid of the junk. You got junk at your house, a storage unit, an office, a shop, wherever you got junk, you need it gone. You get my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK and get it gone. We've used him at the house, used him here at the business. And he is, he's also, he told me way back, he said, man, we're doing all the social distancing thing. They've got the masks, they got the gloves. He said, there's really nothing in their gig that requires them to be up, but what do the kids say, up in your grill?
Yeah.
There's no reason to be up in your grill. So, I mean, you go online, make the appointment or get on the phone, and they'll make an appointment a certain day and a certain time. They believe that, you know, that's what you do. You don't give this spectrum of time. You say, hey, we'll be there on this day and at that time. You make an appointment, they show up. You can point to the stuff at a distance and say, hey, that's what I want gone. They'll quote you a price. You say yes, they get to work and get it gone. Okay, and you've had extra time now to identify the junk around your house, so take advantage of that extra time to get it gone and use 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, so I mentioned this morning, I've seen it for the last week or so as I've been staying out at my family's farm.
Mm-hmm.
So with some of the things we've had going on around here, I have done my quarantining. Dalton's sent his crew to Grove Hill. I've been living at the farm, which is, you know, at least for me, an easier commute than Grove Hill, about 20 minutes in here from West Mobile and West Mobile County. And coming in, I'll say that I'm doing a decent rate of speed.
Mm-hmm.
Safe, but decent rate of speed. I'm getting clean blown off Airport Boulevard by my folks out there. And you see this a lot more even during the day as there's not as much traffic because people are quarantining. They're staying at home. Roads are more open. Therefore, people are opening up the throttle.
Yeah.
Story from the Orlando Sentinel. Think about this from down in Florida. It said, amid the coronavirus crisis, FHP has a special message for drivers. Please stop speeding. I don't know what it is. Maybe, and this is from Lieutenant Kim Montes, says, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because there's less congestion on the road or something, but we're writing more speeding tickets than ever before. With emptier roads, end quote. With emptier roads, FHP troopers are seeing more drivers excessively speeding over the limit, with many violators topping out beyond 100 miles an hour on local highways such as Interstate 4. That's that I-4 that goes east and west there in Florida around Orlando. They said Florida's Turnpike, U.S. Highway 441, and the Beachline Road. They go kind of talking about the tickets they've given by highways in their areas. But they said they have ticketed multiple. Said on April 5th, okay, here we go. A 37-year-old man. They've attracted a huge number of violators, including a 37-year-old man who on April 5th was pulled over and ticketed for traveling 100 in a 55. As a result, troopers are speeding up their enforcement throughout the Orlando area. But it's not just them. They said, to put it in perspective, there were only 157 citations written for the whole month of April in 2019. They have given 130 speeding citations in the first 6 days of April.
Golly.
During the month of March, the amount of speeding citations written doubled in Brevard County and nearly tripled in Osceola County, including one driver who was caught doing 112
in
a 65.
I love it. I don't love it. It's not safe.
FHP has documented even more egregious violations. A 2018 four-door Honda caught doing 104 in a 55. You go down this list, and maybe there's folks here with Aaliyah that are listening this morning could give us some stats from Alabama, but this is all Florida FHP stats. But they're rolling through this, the number of 100-mile-an-hour and higher tickets that they've written down there during the time of quarantine. I guess people have been so frustrated all this time of not being able to, you know, go any faster that the roads open up and their foot just drops.
Finally able to let loose. I imagine there's, you know, roads in California or Chicago,
oh my gosh,
New
California.
York City,
yes,
that people have just been dreaming of being able to fly down and have never been able to drive fast. And maybe this is a pipe dream or a dual exhaust pipe dream.
I get what you did there.
Why can't they raise the speed limit a little bit during this time? Give us 10 more miles an hour.
Because if we're essential workers, we should essentially be allowed to drive a little faster.
Yeah.
All right. 6:46 sports and news on the way next. Y'all stay right there. And slow down. Slow down, please.
Dix River Shooting is part of the Baldwin County community, locally owned and operated in Robertsdale off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. We're open for business and have everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. We thank the community for your continued support and want you to know we're following necessary guidelines to ensure your well-being. New summer hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Dix River Shooting Center. Get your aim on.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market, keeping their shelves full of the freshest fruits and vegetables straight off the farm. From the Allegri Farm Market family to yours, stay safe, stay healthy. Allegri Farm Market in Daphne.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting 150 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, with more than 3,900 confirmed cases statewide. More than 500 people have tested positive in Mobile County. There are 87 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 21 cases, while Washington County has 12. Researchers at the University of Washington predict the virus will peak in Alabama on Sunday. An additional 6,000 testing kits are coming to Mobile. Mayor Sandy Stimson made the announcement on Twitter around 9:30 last night. The city also received 1,000 N95 masks. So far, the city has tested more than 900 first responders and will deliver test kits to hospitals this week. First responders are helping wave bus drivers after finding a stash of unused N95 masks. Mobile Fire Chief Mark Seeley says he found more than 200 masks that had not been used because of defective straps. Seeley and his family then decided to replace the rotted straps with rubber bands and give them to the drivers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, We're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses, from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. My name is Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As we try to learn more about the COVID-19 virus and sports leagues do their best to return to the field, Major League Baseball may be able to accomplish both with one huge study. Employees of MLB teams are participating in a study that will test up to 10,000 people for coronavirus antibodies. The data should offer researchers a better sense of how widespread the disease is in cities across the United States and could help baseball return to the field. The study is being run by Stanford University, USC, and the Sports Medicine Research and Testing Laboratory. The test kits draw blood via pinprick and offer results within 10 minutes. It will detect the prevalence of IgM, which is an antibody produced relatively early in those who have been infected with COVID-19, and also IgG, which is a second form the doctor said lasts long after the infection happens. According to ESPN, 27 of 30 teams expect to participate in the study, while Stanford and USC are also running antibody testing programs in two California counties to gather more data. Hank Steinbrenner, the co-owner of the New York Yankees and the oldest son of the late George Steinbrenner, passed away yesterday at the age of 63. The Yankees released a statement yesterday afternoon saying that Steinbrenner passed away at his home in Clearwater, Florida, from a long-standing health issue. Steinbrenner took over stewardship of the franchise alongside his brother Hal following their father's passing in 2010. In recent years, Hank had stepped into more of a background role with the team, allowing his brother to become the public face of the franchise. After more than a month without live sports, some organizations, like the PGA Tour, are starting to make plans to get back into action. According to a report from Golf Digest, PGA Tour officials are expected to announce this week their intention to resume the tour season on June the 11th at the Charles Schwab Challenge. It's expected that fans will not be allowed to attend that first tournament at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth. Tour officials reportedly discussed plans with the Players Advisory Council during a conference call on Tuesday. The tour is hopeful to return for that tournament in June while following health and safety guidelines set by government and health officials. Meanwhile, the UFC is reportedly eyeing a return as early as May the 9th with an event at a location to be determined. UFC President Dana White was hoping to hold UFC 249 this weekend on tribal land in California, but was forced to postpone that event along with other upcoming fights. Upon announcing the cancellation and postponements, White promised that the UFC would be the first sporting organization to return to normalcy. The state of Florida is a potential location for the UFC to hold that May 9th card. In a press release issued Monday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis revealed that some sporting events, including the WWE, will be deemed essential businesses. The most famous cycling race in the world has now been postponed. After weeks of hoping that the Tour de France would be able to go ahead as planned, organizers now say the three-week-long race will be postponed from June 27th until late August. The news came after French President Emmanuel Macron announced in a speech to the nation that all public events with large crowds have been canceled until at least mid-July. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Essential business.
Yes. Body slams are essential. And headlocks.
As there's people with their businesses closed down, but let's keep WWE open. All right. Be right back.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams. Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool with lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Moe's!
We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Moe's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Moe's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. Four locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We've had light traffic so far. It's pretty gusty winds across the Bayway, so hang on to the wheel. Coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. For now, Airport, Dolphin, Moffitt, Spring Hill, and 65 looks good from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, 90 and Halls Mill Road. No delays. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. And Daphne, call 625-3910. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 656 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. A lot of texts from y'all this morning. People there have looked in their bank account and ba-ding, I guess it's the noise it makes. Ring. The money showing up for their one-time checks out of the CARES Act. But Dalton is one of the people who might have to wait on a check.
Yeah, I am. And that's because I did something that I'd been waiting to do for a while and got a joint bank account with my wife after a few years. So I did away with the old bank account, which is what I was filing taxes under. And so I was wondering what would happen with my deposit. And I was waiting for the IRS site to upload that check my refund status tab that they've been talking about a week now. So if you go to irs.gov, and on that page, they've got a number of options for you. You can click on Get Your Refund Status. And once you click on that, there's another tab that says what you will need, Social Security number, your filing status, and your exact refund amount. So you hit Check My Refund Status.
Okay.
And once you get there, you put in your Social Security number, your birth date, the address you live, and then you click Check My Status, and it lets you know when they had planned your payment and to what account.
So it'll show you if it went somewhere. You go, oh, my, that's not the account.
Right.
That's...
So if they said that they deposited it 2 days ago and you don't have it, they ask you to contact your bank.
All right. There you go. Well, heads up. We'll put a link up on our Facebook page to that.
Yep. Right now.
All right. Y'all stand by. News is next.